It's Child Protection Week on OFM, the sound of your life. And it's my absolute privilege and pleasure to introduce Dr. Antoinette Basson, Senior Research Psychologist at the Youth Research Unit at UNISA, to you on OFM. Welcome to the sound of your life.
Thank you so much, Yolanda. I really appreciate this opportunity.
It's such an important topic that we are tackling today, and one that kind of sits heavy with me because we're confronted with this more and more often, Antoinette. What forms of online child sexual exploitation do children experience, and how common are these experiences?
Yes, unfortunately, due to the development of technology, we are seeing this increasingly, and especially within our research that we are conducting amongst young people in South Africa. Currently, the forms that we identify as exposure to child sexual abuse materials, or also known as child pornography, that remains really a huge concern. And we really see that this is increasingly being accessed by young people who have access to the internet as well as devices. We also hear a lot and also identify in our research online grooming of children in South Africa for sexual purposes. And that is also a great cause for concern, because this usually leads to offline meetings where the perpetrator absolutely have the intention to hurt and to cause trauma for this child as well. We also identify these days a lot of sexual extortion, of blackmailing of children. And I know, Yolanda, this sounds terrible, but it's really happening to children in South Africa, where children are actually blackmailed by a person using an image of that person in return for sexual favors. And the children are increasingly getting younger and younger, and this is confirmed by our research. We also see a lot of sexting happening, and I know the listeners will be familiar with this term, where children and young people create and share sexual messages with each other. And we also read a lot about this in the media, where this actually ended up in court cases in South Africa with terrible consequences for children and young people as well. And lastly, Yolanda, although this sounds terrible, we also increasingly see the live online child sexual abuse or live streaming of children in South Africa, where they engage in sexual activities. And this is no longer just something that we hear about. It's a reality in South Africa. And most of the cases that we deal with involve younger and younger children, as young as 10 to 13 years old.
Absolutely hair-raising statistics, Antoinette. So this is now in an online world, and in a way I kind of feel removed from it because it's online. But is there an overlap now between online and offline, especially when it comes to violence?
Definitely, Yolanda. We also see that in our research. Remember, our children also form friendships online, because like all of us have been through the COVID-19 pandemic quite recently, where children were left alone at home or they were not able to socialize. So they befriend people online. And unfortunately, very often they then meet these people, and then the abuse moves from an online environment to an offline environment with horrific consequences for these children.
Who are the perpetrators of these sexual exploitation sites and abuse?
Unfortunately, Yolanda, it can be anybody. It can be a young person. We increasingly see in South Africa child on child sexual abuse, where we are also faced with a lot of children being exposed to adult pornographic material online, and they do not have the ability to cope with this exposure. And then they are starting to act this out. So we also see that perpetrators can even be children in South Africa, but it can be anybody. It can be a young person, an older person. It can be anybody who has access to the technology and the intention to hurt children.
Dr. Antoinette Basson joins me this Child Protection Week on OFM. She's Senior Research Psychologist at the Youth Research Unit at UNISA.